So I'm hearing the, what I'm doing here is I'm hearing and voicing.
Good. So good.
The criticism. Mm-hmm. This is how it would make some people uncomfortable and angry as well. Mm-hmm. Angry.
Well, the clause in that prompt is another part of us fights it furiously.
Mm.
Their anger in that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And adamancy.
Yeah.
No, you're not going to change.
Yeah.
I don't want this to change. Yeah. I may want that part to change, but I don't want this part to change.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Part anger. Of us may want the change while another part fights it furiously, which already gets me thinking, perhaps ahead of the game, so to speak. But it gets
literally.
It gets me thinking about does a good vision, even as it breaks with the past and stands today on new ground, does a good, true vision need something within it that offers reconciliation as well? I'm thinking out loud here. It's just a mm-hmm. question. Mm-hmm. I'm just putting it there for a second.
Yes. If you can show them with your words how to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because let's play devil's advocate for a moment. I'm looking at the word uncomfortable in the question, how might this change make some people uncomfortable?
Yes.
Uncomfortable could be a relative state. Mm. You may be comfortable with something to whatever degree that someone else is not, right? So the opposite of comfortable or comfort is discomfort or uncomfortable. What if you've been in a state of lack of comfort for a long time, and that lack of comfort, you've known it for so long that initially it might have been uncomfortable, but now being without a lack of comfort, being in a constant state of discomfort is what you know. It's therefore what you're comfortable with.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So when you talk about change making some people uncomfortable, could that be a good thing?
Mm.
If they are resigned to being in a perpetual chronic state of discomfort without even knowing it.
Yes.
A fractured state, for example.
Yes.
Within themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think we have to look within ourselves to understand how we overcome that, because we have to find our own way. We do find our own way to overcome our own resistance. Mm. So that
we do, but what can the visionary do for them? This is amplifying them. Mm. With your ability to see,
yeah,
what they cannot yet see.
Yeah, I think it begins with separation. Separating people, helping them, gently prizing them away from this sense of identity so that they're able to let go of something